Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, everyone. Excuse me. Excuse me. I had the phone on mute. Excuse me. Okay. Now, that I was talking about, I truly thank God for the time he has given me for this ministry, New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, and the Crown Talking Trump Radio Network. We honor God. We praise his holy name. We honor him and truly thank him for the time he has given us and how he's kept us all down through the seconds, the minutes, the days, weeks. He's kept us down through the months and the years, y'all, you know. He's kept us through the decades. And I truly thank God for keeping me through generations. My life could have been snuffed out early, and it would have been my own doing. And but God, he allowed me, he truly allowed me to carry on and to do his will. He saved me from, he saved my soul from death, and he's kept me from sin through his Holy Ghost Spirit. And I just thank God. He's been so good to me. He's been to people, good to people around me, and it's good to have fellow heirs, with Christ, you know, fellow saints. I don't use that other word, the C word. I don't use that because there are too many people. They're using it like they're playing a game or something, you know, and I don't have time for that. And if we do a little research, not a whole lot, but a little research, that word does not come from the Father or the Son or the Holy Ghost. So we have to look towards those three main things for all that we need, not from the next man who wants to put a label on things and it becomes a part of life. No, no, no. It doesn't work like that. You know, and I feel that I was not given this time to follow man in the world, so to speak. So we need to separate ourselves and do what we need to do, because the Spirit, it allows us to learn through the Word of God. It allows us to go into the Word, and we'll reach that point to where we'll know what defines Scripture to help in certain situations. You know, we'll be able to go day to day and walking in the light, you know, passing along words, truths to the next person in line. You know, if we don't help the next person in line, you know, how are we going to get what we want? Because I learned back in a drug rehab of all places that you can't keep it if you don't give it away. You can't, you know, and so on sometimes, you know, it's like it lights a fire underneath us sometimes. So whereas we got a pocket full of money, there's somebody that's going to need something somewhere down the line, and we cannot hold back. You know, there's no need of us holding back, because our pockets could develop holes, and then we won't have nothing at all, you know. But to share what's been given to us, because as my pastor would say, never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. So we didn't come into this world with anything, and we can't take nothing out when we go. And we're definitely going to go out. Maybe some will go out in their natural body. But the way things are going, the majority of us are going to go to the grave. But there is no life in the grave. There is no light in the grave, only darkness. So if we don't get it together beforehand, as they say, the real deal, Holyfield, some people are going to be lost and suffering. You know, they're going to think it's one thing, but it's going to be something completely different. And the word tries to let us know bits and pieces of what's coming down the pike. So there's no need to want to experience none of that. I don't think so, because excuse me, because heaven is holy, it's righteous, it's truth. And if Satan and the third, one third of the angels that were in heaven got kicked out, you know, because they did some dastardly stuff, how are we going to make it? We've been living in sin just about all our life. You know? But to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to open up the mic. I really didn't have a topic for tonight. I just wanted to talk about I need to tell on myself. You know, something I will always wanted to let people know about my experiences in life, that if God brought me out of what I was in, sure, he should be able to bring you out of what you're in, unless you were right there with me smoking crack cocaine for 20-some years, you know. But to God be the glory. God is good. Good evening, Miss Margaret, and good evening, sis.
Good evening. How's everything going?
Good evening.
Everything's going well. Good evening, sis. Hey.
Good evening.
Everything is. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Sis? Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Do you have your
evening.
Mic on mute?
Ben, good evening.
We hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, thank you so much. It is a good evening. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to pull a little information out there on. I put something on Facebook about, I pray for those that are left out there, you know, and to just tell people about the goodness of the Lord and the rewards that we can look forward to if we desire, but we have to live a certain way. We have to give some things up that aren't holy, aren't righteous. You know, we have to clean our mouths out. We have to do spring cleaning in our mind. You know, we have to get rid of some stuff. And we have to stand and not say, okay, all right, I'm going to clean house today, but then tomorrow, you know, here you go. You got the door opening in and everything coming right back up in there because you really haven't changed. This has to be a day-to-day thing. We have to be purposeful. We have to have a purpose in doing this, not so God can grant us a bag full of money or a nice car or a nice house. No, we humble ourselves down. God, he'll give us what we need, and he'll give us the desires of our heart if we do it the right way. There's only one way, and that's the right way.
Yeah.
I learned that.
Yeah.
Only one way, and that is the right way. If we go about doing it the wrong way, there are consequences, and you know, a lot of people say, well, why is this happening to me? I didn't do nothing. But see, the things that we did in the world before we call ourselves separating from the world, those things carry consequences. And, you know, I could have did something when I was 8 years old. I had no business doing. I knew I didn't have no business doing. And if I didn't cover that under the blood of Jesus and ask for repentance, that consequence is going to hit me in the head down the road, you know, and my conscience, the word says our conscience, it gets seared like a hot iron, you know, it's going to tell us, well, wait, you remember when you did such and such and such, it's just going to come back to us, and we're going to realize, man, I didn't think they were going to hold that against me, but if sin is sin, it's going to be held against us if we do not cover that thing in the blood of Jesus. Especially if we do not ask for forgiveness. Whether it's sin against God, sin against our body, sin against a human being. Sin is sin. And we have to get rid of it. And we can't carry it around like a little duffel bag, you know. Well, I can't turn this loose right now, you know. We have to get rid of that stuff as soon as possible, because if not, it's going to wind up destroying us, you know. And
yes.
we won't be able to make it in. There is a free gift God has for man, woman, boy, and girl. It's a free gift. If we act like we know, it's right there. All we have to do is step into it. And, you know, the Spirit of God will lead and guide us into all truth. Whereas we can see sin coming, you know. We can tell it's coming, even watching a movie on TV. You can tell by certain actors and actresses on TV. You can just about tell when one of them words are going to pop out their mouth, you know. And we can't. Even though we've gotten into the movie and enjoying it, now that don't mean nothing, because that first word that is not right is in our mind. And before you know it, if we don't get rid of it, pray and ask God to remove those things that we can't see, it's going to be there, and it's going to be a hindrance to us later on down the road. You know, and we're going to say, oh, I'm good to go. You know, I crossed all my T's and I dotted all my I's, and you know, I'm good. I just lay back and chill. It does not work like that. I find out the hard way. We can lose that salvation just like that without even thinking about it. Without even thinking about it, y'all. So mindful. We need to be very mindful, as I mentioned in Bible study, mindful of what's going on around us, mindful of what we're thinking on, mindful of the people we deal with, even family, you know, and hey, not getting personal, but they are family members. We just have to cut, you know, they live in their life over there, you know. I just can't deal with that. I have to deal with who I am or who I'm supposed to be. And once I find out who I am and you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, because I want to work for the kingdom, once I find these things out, I need to get busy doing them. You know, and of course I like for my family members to be saved, but I can only give them what God gives me to give them, and then I got to step out the way, you know. Even if I was a preacher, I still give them the word of God and let them know how intent I was in my mind and in my heart to want to serve him and get out of the life that I was living in the world. It was leading only to destruction. And I counted up, there were five people, real quick, there was five people that I know of, 1, 2, 3, 4, there were six people that I know of that I used to deal with back in the day in the street. They're gone. They are gone. They didn't get it right. I don't expect to be seeing them when my life is over. You know, I want my life to be right, you know, clear as crystal. Without anything holding me back. You know, it's a struggle sometimes. The stuff is put up on us that we haven't experienced in our life before. And you know, the mind gets to working up. You know, man, this is a hard thing. I don't think I can handle this. But see, if we give ourselves up to God and let God's Spirit work through us by his Son, Jesus Christ, We have all that we need in the Word of God. And we pray and ask God to give us understanding, and boom, we should have no problem. If we ask, it'll be given to us. You know what I'm saying? It's that's how it works. I'm going to, okay, here's a number. Let's, okay. This is New Jersey. Good evening, New Jersey. Blessings. Good evening. It looks like someone that I know. Okay, all right. But greetings.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm on listening because I'm on my other phone because I'm expecting a phone call. So I may have to,
sure.
I'm in and out. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, but right now I'm in, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Welcome. Thanks for listening. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as I was mentioning a little earlier, I put a topic out about becoming an ambassador for Christ. Like Paul. Well, Saul. He was Saul. Well, he was Saul and Paul. He was a Hebrew. He was a Hebrew. He was a Jew. He knew the word. He knew the law. But Jesus Christ had him all tripped up, and he thought that God was the only way, and he was persecuting God's people. And on the way to Damascus, Jesus Christ stopped him. Jesus Christ stopped him, you know. And he real Paul, Saul, he realized who it was. He realized, yeah. And it was from that day on he began to work for the kingdom, Christ's kingdom, you know, the Son of God, the Son of Man, he called himself. So we ourselves, we get to a point, you know, even though I was talking about, Lord, I need to tell on myself, okay, going this way, serving the Lord, and working for the kingdom, building kingdom building, as they call it. It's a good thing, but there's challenges. We have to deal with some challenges that are just, it's like we can't, a hurdle we just can't get over. We can't get around it. You know, it's too high, and we cannot go. We almost get stuck sometimes, you know. But it to me, it seems as though it's only because I don't want to use my will to get it done. You know, need some help. You know, I got the help within me by the Spirit, God's Spirit. All I have to do is ask and work it. As he told Joshua, he said, "Have not I commanded thee? Be not afraid. Be very courageous." It's the same with us. We should have nothing to fear but to do God's will, because he will be with us, you know, no matter what we do, where we go, what's happening to us. We need to keep going and to do the will, you know, do the will. Because this way, it's sometimes it gets a little rough, you know. I have health issues, but, you know, I'll rebuke them and keep moving. I'll pray, and I'll praise God and thank him for me having life. If anything, you know, I can still see, I can still talk and walk, you know, and I can still think. I have a sound mind. And this is very important, because if you don't have the essentials of life, your life, health, and strength, if you don't have the basics, you're just existing. You don't have a life. You're just existing. But we have to understand who gives us that life. God allows us life. Each and every day that he allows us to rise up, it's because he is blessing us with life. And it's not necessarily that, you know, we wake up in the morning, or he lets us get up in the morning, and we say, "Oh, man, I ain't got this and I ain't got that." We need to be thankful for what we do have, you know. And the life, everybody goes through something in life. Nobody eases through now. No. We have to understand and look at it to where, as God, I truly thank you for what you have given me. It's not all that. You know what I need. I know what I'd like to have. But we have to start somewhere. You know, we can't keep getting and not giving something up. We have to give in order to get. And we can't keep it all to ourselves. Like I said earlier, if you got a whole lot of money and you don't share it with nobody or do the right thing, you can develop holes in your pocket. And the money is gone, and you can't figure out what happened to it, you know, and from you, because you're not doing the right thing. Or make a bad investment, you know. But God, he leads and guides us if we want to be guided and led through his spirit. Adam, he disobeyed God, and therefore sin came into the world, and we had the flood. You know, the flood, it cleansed some stuff and took a whole lot of people up out of here, but it did not take sin away. Sin was still here, and we had to deal with that. You know, we're still dealing with it in the world because it's here, and there is a way out if a person wants to accept that way out. Creator, the one that created us, he came into the world to see what we're dealing with, what man has to go through, and to give us a way out. If we don't accept it, boom, hey, there's not going to be any love lost for no one. No, no love lost. Because we all have an opportunity. Even on our sickbed, we still have opportunity until we take that last breath. We have opportunity to give it up. Come on in. I'm so sorry for the things that I did. Mean it from my heart. But not to wait until we're on our sickbed or our deathbed to want to confess. No, while we have life in our bodies, we need to do the best we know how. You know, if we have problems with our legs, there's social media, there are phones, there's computers, internet, a little bit everything. We can deal with people and help people in situations. And there's the word of God. That's what does it all, through the word. If we get into the word, we'll find some stuff out, you know, that's really amazing. Really amazing. But I truly thank God that I have an opportunity to be an ambassador for the kingdom. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know it all, not that it's all about me, but to just let people know. You know, people that used to know me in my past have to let them know things have changed. I don't do those things no more. I don't even walk the way I used to have a pimp walk. I don't even walk that way no more. I tried it, but I can't get it back. It's gone, you know. But those things that we used to do, we have to leave them behind, y'all. And every now and then, something might hit us in the head, and we'll remember a little this, a little that, but it's only a thought. And we don't have to think on it. It's a thought that's here now, and it's gone now. It's just that simple. And we just keep cleansing ourselves from day to day, all through the day, you know. And each new day is a new opportunity to do a new thing and to try to win more souls, you know. And we have to realize that people are going to come up and say, well, why are you always preaching at somebody? It's not preaching. I'm just letting you know that God loves you through his son, Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was given all power in heaven and in earth. He was given all power. So if we want or need anything, we need to go to him. You know, we just can't run out there and hustle. And do this and do that. So, okay, man, I'm good at what I do. You know, I can get what I want whenever I want it. And then tomorrow's not promised, you know. Tonight is not promised, you know. And we have to look at it to whereas, why would you want to lean on a promise when you don't even know you're going to be able to talk or see or walk or anything? You know what I'm saying? We have to do the right thing in order for good things to come our way, okay? Let me read Galatians 1, 3, and 4. Then those on the line, if anybody has anything to say, they can speak up. This is Galatians 1, 3, and 4. Yes, right. The epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Okay? All right, here we go. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. You know, and that right there, it says a lot right there, you know. It's got it all right there, that there is a way out. We do not have to die in this present world the way it is. We don't have to die. When I first started this ministry, I would tell people, there is a way out. There is a way out. And we don't have to pull our hair out trying to figure out the way out. There's only two ways, the lake of fire and life everlasting. Only two places. There'll be a new Jerusalem on the earth. The earth will be cleansed, burnt up, and will be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be like Eden. No sin. The lions, they're going to lie down with the lambs. It's not going to be any violence. It's not going to be any bloodshed. It's not going to be any evil thinking towards each other. You know, everything's going to be cleansed. And our bodies will be glorified. Glorified. That means no sin, no evil thinking, you know, no don't like my neighbor. You know, none of that stuff. None of that stuff. It's time to tell the real story without being embarrassed, afraid, or exposed. If we just put it out there, we shouldn't have nothing to worry about, you know, or nobody telling on us, you know, or saying nothing. You know, we need to stop being afraid. We need to stop being afraid. Another scripture here. Let's do Proverbs 14 and 34, okay? Proverbs 14 and 34. I like that scripture. I like that one, okay? Proverbs 14 and 34, okay? All right. Let me get Proverbs 14 and 34, okay? And it goes as such. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So in other words, righteousness, truthfulness, honesty, it exalts a nation. You know, it builds them up to where they're honored by others, other nations and other countries. But sin is a reproach to any people. Just like, let's say we were living in Europe, right? And we're looking at the way things are going in the United States, you know? It's like a reproach. People don't want to come over here because of all this stuff going on, because they don't have it where they're coming from. Not necessarily saying that they are righteous, but it's not that they're as sinful as people are here, you know? And we as a people here, you know, we're kind of wondering, how did things get this bad? How did things get this bad? And it's only because the people turned their back on God. They turned their back on God. This country, supposedly it was stolen. It was stolen by one race of people. It was stolen. And they call themselves making a new life and everything else. But they come over here and just destroyed everything. Destroyed it, you know. And today it's about money. It's about who can make the most money, who is the most famous, you know, who is the most popular, who can control this, who has power. Now, these things, they shouldn't be important. No. But the word of God says, we'll always have, he told them that we'll always have the poor with us. The way the world is now, there'll always be somebody that's going to need something, you know. But we are the ones. We are the ones that should be looking out for our neighbors on either side, looking out for our own families, you know. not putting our own people down because you're jealous of them, or you don't want them to have what you have, or you don't want them to be any better than you. You know, this stuff is, you know, it's kind of scary. Your own people don't even want you to advance in life. They want you to stay where they are because they don't want to advance. They're comfortable in their low spot, you know. They don't really have anything. They can have a whole lot of material stuff, but they don't have any love in their heart. And we have to have that. God is love. And it's not that God is love to the point to where he is not love to the point to where he's going to come down here and clean up some of this stuff. No. No. Man has free will to make a choice on what he wants to do, the right thing or the wrong thing. Just that simple. And when push comes to shove, in that time, it's fulfilled for the Gentiles to come in. God gets his number of the Gentiles to come on in and ask for forgiveness, confess their sins, and get saved. Hey, that's the end of it. The door's shut. Can't nobody come in. And nobody should be wanting to get up out, you know, like the ark. God shut the door in because the time was right. The time was right, you know. And hey, it just happened. But like I said, sin was still here. Sin with the eight souls that were saved. God didn't take away sin, no, but he sent his son that have an opportunity to come up out of sin and not be lost or destroyed. Okay? All right. I'm going to read one last scripture, and if anyone wants anything, wants to say anything, they can. All right, the last scripture is Proverbs 14 and 12. Excuse me, y'all. Proverbs 14 and 12. Okay. Proverbs 14 and 12. All right, and this is it here. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Okay? Let me read that again. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, that lets us know that man comes up with his own little devices, and they only lead to destruction. They only lead to destruction, you know? And we find that there are a lot of preachers we can't even listen to because they got their own little thing going on, you know? Yeah, they let all this stuff come up in the church. And the Word of God says his judgment's going to start at the house of God. So that don't mean you go to the church and that's going to be all clean and purified. No, we have to do that our own personal selves. We have to do that ourselves for ourselves. Okay? All right. Any comments? Anything anybody wants to say? Is there anything pressing? Is there anything burning that you need to talk about? The mics are open.
I would like to say that you pinpointed a whole lot of what I've said because salvation is a personal thing. We had to be very personal in our relationship with my Lord because it's not of anything. Cause it's not any kind of situation, relationship. We had to be professional. We had to be honest. We had to be true. We had to be committed. We had to be surrendering. We have to do a whole lot of stuff in order to get my Lord's approval. It's not in a bad kind of situation. It's just one of the things that you look at and you say, okay, I've got a personal relationship with my Lord. He is mine and I'm his. So everything is based upon my personal relationship because none of it is if and or but. It's not an if that it's going to be. It's not a but because I want something to be. It is, I am his, he is mine. So it goes all back to being personal. You cannot scapegoat, you cannot slack, you cannot do any other crazy stuff and still think you're going to heaven, because you're not. There's a toll to what we have to do in salvation. We cannot be backbiting. We cannot be lying. We cannot be stealing. We cannot be doing unjust stuff. We cannot be doing unrighteous stuff. We have to abide by the Bible and read the Bible and abide by it.
Yes. Now, I'm going to say something real quick. Not to knock anything that you're saying, but there are two words, fellowship and relationship. Fellowship and relationship. Now, fellowship is your current status, where you stand presently. Relationship is your permanent position. It's like if you're married, you cannot be out of fellowship with your spouse and still be married. Okay. So we need a relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we need a fellowship with them also. Fellowship, our current status, it could change from today to tomorrow because something came up in our lives and we're a little skeptical in our mind and our thinking. But our fellowship should be the same continually in a relationship being permanent. We can be permanent with the Lord in a relationship, but what about that fellowship? Fellowship is praying, reading the scriptures. You're going to church. You're going to Bible study, Sunday school. You know, you're communing with the fellow saints. You know, it's not that we walk around. You know, that's why I don't like using that word. We got too many people walking around here calling themselves Christians that are not. No, it's just a title that they use to make themselves want to look like something that they're not, you know. It's just me. I don't know if anybody else is thinking the same thing, but God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit did not call us that name. That was man doing that. And I haven't seen in the Bible yet where God or Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit calls us Christians. You know, and we can't be following behind man and all the devices. We need to stop and look at every aspect in our life, y'all. Every aspect. Because I just read. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So the simple things is what we get tripped up over. It's not the big things, you know. No. I always said about a tree. A tree can block the road. A tree can block the road, okay? No problem. Tree can block the road. We understand that. But that little piece of wood splinter in your finger, it can have you going through changes for days if you can't find it. You know, you're digging. And it's, like I say, it's the small things that get us, not the big stuff. It's the small stuff that we can't get around, you know. But we have to keep that relationship and that fellowship going with God, you know. We have to do that. And if a person's not praying, if a person's not reading scripture, you know, they're, it's a lie. They're just living a lie, just that simple. They're living that a lie. It's nothing but a lie. Because they're not doing the right thing. They're not doing what the Word tells us to, you know. And then also the Word tells us we need to be ready in season and out of season, you know. See, I'm doing this ministry, Ambassadors for Christ, representing the kingdom, you know. Now, I can't be doing that just at church. And then when I leave church, I'm not representing nothing, you know. But it has to be all the time, 24/7. If someone would call on the phone, we're talking, and they say, I need you to pray for me. Okay. I'll pray for you. Let's pray right now. You know, we have to be ready to take that next step, kingdom, not because of ourselves looking good or patting ourselves on the back. No, but it's because it's just that simple and we can overlook it, you know. And my wife, bless her heart, she, you know, I take example from her. Family and friends have called her and told her that they were going through something or this is happening and, you know, they need somebody to pray for them. She'll pray right then on the phone, you know. And I believe that's how we all should be and not with somebody say, I need you to pray for me. And, okay, all right, I'm going to pray for you. See you later. You know, that's not doing any good. It's not doing any good at all because that person may need those prayers answered right then. So if we wait, that blessing is gone. It's gone, you know. And the enemy has come in and robbed that person of an answered prayer because we may get something else on our mind. We may get caught up with something else and forget to pray for that person. And where's that person? They're not giving me prayers. You know, and a person, most people will ask you to pray for them because they know you are a praying person. They know you can get a prayer through. You know, well, they know you're living that life to whereas you do pray. You know, and this, our relationship and fellowship, it's two things, basic things, you know. Know where we're at with God at the moment. To know where we're at with him at the moment. Did I do something that wasn't right, you know? Because I wondered, I asked my pastor, I said, what do you do before you pray? And he said, I wash my face. But what do you do before you pray and read the scriptures? One of the two. And he said, well, I wash my face and anoint my head. And I turned right around. See, it was the devil. It was the devil at that time. It's been a while. And I turned right around and I asked another pastor, I said, what do you do before you pray or read the scripture? It's the very same words. I wash my face and anoint my head. Now, it's just the enemy, making me think that there's something different that another person does, you know. But we when we do find out, we need to stick with that because it's in the Word of God. We wash our face and anoint our head, just that simple. And the enemy was in me to take it another step to try to catch them in a lie. Or, oh, he does this over here, and that one over there, he does that before he prays, you know. But it's searching out and learning from our mistakes. You know, we make mistakes and don't even realize it. And then when we do make a mistake, we need to confront the mistake. You know, I know that was wrong. Lord, forgive me, you know, and we need to clean that up, not let it come up again, you know. But we, humankind, we know the right thing to do. We do. We know that our way is acceptable maybe for a moment until we don't get what we want. When something goes wrong, we get upset like a little kid throwing a tantrum, you know. But being born again, giving up that life and telling on ourselves, you know, I had to come to grips with that. I had to tell on myself. I had to tell on myself and say, God, I know what I did was wrong. I'm asking you to forgive me and come into my heart, you know, and clean me up and help me to get over these sinful ways. And I have to stay on that thing because if not, myself would get in the way again, and here I go. So I have to tell my own self to get out of my way. Get behind me, self. You know, I'm not going to let you take over like you took over before because you have these lustful thoughts and lustful feelings in your flesh, you know. And they didn't work. And see where I'm at now, you know. I could have been serving the Lord a long time ago, but I went out on my own to do my own thing, and it cost me. It cost me. It cost me dearly. But I truly thank God that he gave me another opportunity to not step into the position that I left out of, but to come back into a position to where I should have been all along and living right, not living wrong, doing stupid stuff that didn't please nobody but myself, you know, but people know and God knows my heart, you know, to do the right thing and not to complain when I get short of money or if something is asked of me, a favor of me, not to complain, but step on up and do it. It's the right way. Ambassador for Christ, you know, representing the kingdom. That's what it's all about. An ambassador represents their country, you know, and that's what I am. That is my job. You know, I got a job. I work and get paid, but my job in this life is ambassador for Christ, letting those know that I left out there and those that I see and come in contact with that God is love. God is not like man that he should lie. God is love, you know. And if we don't do the right thing, there is consequences. There are consequences. God's grace and mercy, it endures forever, but it doesn't mean we keep on doing the same thing over and over and over and God going to keep on forgiving us. No, we should have learned. After the first time, if not the second time, should have been an accident that we really wasn't thinking, we wasn't strong enough to stay away from it and for God to help us, you know, help us with his spirit, you know, praise God. I need to tell on myself, though, y'all, you know, and I do every now and then. I tell on myself to the Lord, and I'm confronted by my conscience, you know. My conscience, your conscience is something you can't get away from because it is you. It's you, and it will point out what's wrong or what's right within you, in your heart and in your mind, and it will upset you. Sometimes you get a headache. Sometimes you get a stomachache. Sometimes you get to talking to yourself, Lord, I know I did the wrong thing. And we have to come to grips with that, you know. And that's what I call I need to tell on myself. Yeah, you know, and to not to pat myself on the back, but to let other people know what they can do to help themselves out of lustful situations, sinful situations, worldly situations, you know, where we don't have to turn around looking back all the time to see if anybody's following us, you know, or sneaking outside on the porch or going to another room and closing the door on the phone. You know, because we know it's not right. But to God be the glory. I love you guys. And thank you for listening. Are there any comments? We have 5 minutes. Sis, do you have any comments? Miss Margaret?
To God be the glory. It's left the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God, Sis Margaret.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. I'm to God. Glory. Thank God.
God is good, and we have to understand that he is good and not to be taken advantage
of. Yes.
He gives us what we need, and if we truly desire him and seek after him, he will allow us to have the desires of our heart. You know? And it's not that we're going to be set on top or have all this much material stuff. No, it's about us feeling better about ourselves and serving him, you know, to keep on doing it. Yes. He loves us.
And his righteousness and all the other things will be added. That's what he tells us. Seek him first.
Yes.
That's what he
says. Yes.
Praise
the kingdom of God. Righteousness and all these other things to be done to you. Food, shelter, clothing.
Amen.
Yes. And not the lust of the flesh, not the lust of the eyes, and not the pride of life, because it's been around ever since the beginning.
That's right.
In the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it is a stumbling block for a lot of people. They think life is about gaining all this material stuff and people patting you on the back and you're looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. No.
It's not about
A lot of people, when they're brought low, they think about suicide. And that ain't right.
Lord have mercy.
You know?
No.
You can't take that. No. To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
So anytime you guys hear me talking about, asking God to forgive me, or, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable in saying something, or something happened, I'm trying to put it out there to let people know we have to tell on ourselves, not necessarily tell another human being, but we can always go to God, ourselves, y'all.
Always.
And we don't have to give any details. People want to know details. You're having a problem. First thing people say, well, what happened? You don't need to know no details. Just pray for me, or look out for me, or whatever, and we just keep it moving. You know, and a lot of times that hurts people when they get those details, because they're stuck with them themselves and don't know how to get rid of them. You know,
that's
and it hurts
right.
Yes. But to God be the glory. Thank Him. Thank
be
Him
the
for
glory.
The time He has given us. Thank Him for the time He has given us. I got one last scripture. Can I squeeze that one in? I got a minute or two. Psalm 75:6-7. Got it already. Psalm 75:6-7. For promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west, nor from the God is the judge, putteth
That's
down
right.
one and setteth up another. Praise
That's
God.
That's right.
Yes. He is the one that giveth, you know, and He can take also.
Yes, he can.
But we have
right.
to remember our blessings are right there in the spiritual world, and all we have to do is reach out and get them. They are
That's
there
right.
for us. Everything we need has been given to us already. Our healing.
Yes.
You know, our finance. Love for one another. Already been given to us. We just have to reach out and take what's ours. You know?
Yes, Lord.
If
yes,
we
Lord.
Believe, if we believe, if we believe, for all
yes,
have sinned
Lord.
And come short the glory of
Lord.
God.
That's right.
Yes. Know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. And we got a lot of people saying they got it going on like that, you know, but it don't. Yeah, don't worry. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Man didn't create nothing but a whole lot of mess. A whole lot of mess. Okay. Sis, would you like to pray us out?
Oh, praise God. Father, we thank you for this day, for the podcast.
Thank you.
We thank you for the one that listened, God, and the ones that had something to say. We should continue to bless God, as we go off the air, God, but not from your presence. Lead, God, and direct us. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory.
Lord.
Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you all.
Praise
Thank you all. Be blessed. And shalom.
Shalom. Bless us.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Man,
Blessed.
Man.
Mm-hmm.